Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There are bigger issues, and we know that there are, and one of them is the fact that as of the 1st of August, South Africa's been hit with a 30% tariff on exports to the United States. Professor Peter Bauer joins us this morning. He's an economist from the University of Johannesburg. Good morning. I appreciate being with us. It's very disturbing, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think both for our economy, for our policymakers, as well as for our businesses, the amount of uncertainty we're looking at right now is huge, and we are very concerned.
Okay, because if you go into my social media, if you listen to my Twitter feed or X feed, you'd think that, you know what, we don't need the United States. We'll go on our own and we won't bow to the United States and all sorts of arrogant, silly statements. You'd think it would make no difference.
Yes, it will. It will make a difference.
So it's
a two-sided sword. On the one side, we're looking at the South African businesses. You know, we're sitting at around 1% economic growth, and the more we can do to stimulate our growth through stimulating our businesses, through creating larger markets, the better it is. America is a very large economy. It's a very large market for us, and we export a great deal of goods to the USA, and of course we import obviously considerably less from them, but considering that South Africa is a smaller economy, it's quite kind of natural to have this balance. And I think from that was the calculation that Donald used to gauge how much he would tariff the South African economy, which is unfair. So the American economy is huge; it's big, and we want to export. And so with these increase in tariffs, it just means that the price of South African goods in America is going to go up. Now, this doesn't offer obviously the Americans any real significant protection, because I mean, if you're selling goods at a lower international price, and now suddenly the tariffs are pushing them up, the American businesses themselves are going to be pushing those prices up too, which means it's going to fall on the consumer. So the American consumer is going to be hurt. And in South Africa, if we are not having the opportunity to trade as much, it creates additional market uncertainty for our own businesses. So especially in terms of expanding the businesses to invest in our businesses. So because of the uncertainty, businesses are more likely to hold back on expanding, on investing in their businesses. And that's not great for an economy that's not growing, because we need that. And yes, there are other economies in the world that we can focus on. And I think that's a lot of emphasis on our own political strategy will be to build stronger relationship with the BRICS countries, build stronger relationships with the European Union and other African countries. We have big markets.
Do they need to be mutually exclusive?
No, negative. They don't. Trade is always going to be a kind of a two-sided approach. There's always things that we're going to need from the U.S. The U.S. is always going to need things from us. So no, they don't. It wouldn't really benefit. So I think in the moment, the way that most of the countries around the world seem to be operating is working on, trying to work around this very difficult situation that the American system has now created. So we're all working around it. The British are working around it. The Europeans, the Asians, everybody's working around this difficult. We see it as a situation that is complicated, complex, and difficult too. But we're trying to navigate it.
Are there markets from a South African perspective that'll be harder hit than others?
I think we would be looking at many like our semi-manufactured goods, steel industry, agriculture, a lot of primary industries may be affected through this. And then, of course, through a sort of like an upstream and downstream effect. So for example, if a semi-manufactured product or even a manufactured good was to be sold through America, let's suppose that slows down, then they're going to slow down buying from their own industries who supply them, who are slowing down buying from the industries that supply them in turn. So it's a downstream and upstream kind of effect that which would create a bit of a multiplier impact in the economy. That would be a big concern. But yes, it'll probably be most likely around, for example, the motor car industry. The motor car industry is very concerned. There are a great many You've got your Daimler Chrysler company, you've got your VW, you've got all of these motor car producers that sell a lot. You've got, and of course, the related industries that then feed into those motor car industries as well. And then, of course, you've got your steel exports and your agricultural goods.
And the other overlying factors, as you mentioned earlier, is the confidence in the economy and confidence in these industries.
Which is what we kind of need right now, is to kind of create that confidence to attract investor capital. So the investor in the markets, they're looking for places of safety. So they're literally going from market to market looking for places of safety. They, because of the amount of uncertainty, I mean, obviously they want to bring in the money too. And so they want to put their money into a place where they're going to get that guaranteed return.
Right.
So they're bouncing. The emerging markets particularly are very attractive for a great deal of investment and a great deal of reasons. One of them is that the higher level of growth in the emerging economies. And in the case of South Africa, we want to try and attract more investment into the economy because we could use that investment capital to stimulate and grow our markets and our businesses too. So with that, because of the low economic growth and also in terms of the manufacturers, the PMI index is very close to that 50 mark. And that's kind of like a bit of a red flag for us.
Is there a way to deal with this, to negotiate it, to change it, to reduce that number?
To play the game with the negotiation game. So it's literally about, and this is doing what great many other economies are doing. We recognize this as like, you know, an abnormal situation. So we work around this very difficult abnormal situation. And my concern is Donald's been in power now, what's it, 6 months? And we're already seeing this kind of impact around the world. I mean, huge impact, another 4.5 years of this to go. So in order to manage this, and we don't know if it's going to be extended, but anyway, never mind. It's like we have to find ways of navigating.
Well, we've got to deal with the world that we find. You know, we don't choose other global leaders, but we have to deal with them in the best way possible for our own country, surely.
Absolutely. And that is exactly, I think, what we need to do. So we've got to really focus on our building better relationships with other countries, building up a stronger image of South Africa, and trying to play that global political game.
Well, look, you don't need to convince me, but do you think we can convince government?
Government, I think, is already taking a strong step towards us. I think government is well on top of understanding the nature of the challenge that we are facing. And you know what? Even President Cyril Ramaphosa's visit to the White House, the way he approached Donald, you could already see we were well prepared for the kind of assault that we were going to get when we arrived at the White House, including those false allegations that they played on that video. It must have been so embarrassing for the Americans. And yet, you know, we managed to navigate it as well.
Right. Do you think if I had to ask, I mean, you're an economist, you're not a gambler, but do you think that within the next few weeks we might well see a reduction of this 30%?
Okay. when I roll out that crystal ball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and obviously nobody knows anything because you can't, you're not negotiating, but I'm just fascinated.
Yeah. But I do believe that South Africa does have certain advantages to the USA, especially in terms of the products that we're producing. And there are certain benefits we could still get from this. But the challenge does remain. It's like they're using an outdated, something that died in the 1800s. This mercantilism approach, exports are good, imports are bad, and that kind of a policy has never really contributed towards building up and strengthening economies. You know, trade is a bilateral relationship, one way or the other.
Right.
And so what we're going to see is, you know, I think if anything, American businesses are more likely to get hurt in the process, and hopefully through if they can see the negative impacts within the USA, they will most likely have an opportunity to renegotiate something. But Donald's all about what's a deal, is he not?
That's the last question I just wanted to ask you is this whole conversation has been about the practical side of the economics. There's also that other stuff. and which is the political, is the South Africa's approach to Iran, Hamas. It is the land expropriation. It's all of that stuff. How important is it really, or is it just negotiation?
I think it's more a negotiation tool that the Americans are using at this particular point in time. So in terms of, you know, how they see us, how they see our role, I think you are spot on correct. It is a negotiation tool that they are trying to use to strengthen their own position. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's the businesses are all about the products and they're all about the price. And that is what we got to focus on, is like, how do we get around? Businesses need the better price in order to make a greater profit and to create their own confidence within their own market.
Professor Peter Bauer, thank you for that very interesting and informative conversation. He's an economist from the University of Johannesburg talking about the tariffs, the United States tariffs against South African goods.